And then sometimes you have a bad trip. Sometimes you just have absolutely horrible feelings of intense suicide. Or just as often, and this is now in the inserts, they've had to add this the last few years. We knew this back in the 80s. Their own internal trials of Prozac, which they suppressed, this is all mainstream news, showed massive increases in suicide and violent acting out. And it in some cases, it causes hardcore, violent, psychotic breaks, just where they aren't just psychopathic and don't have any empathy for killing people and no conscience. They lust after it. They want to kill. They have intense, I mean, it just turns them into absolute killers. And that's how you get a woman to take her baby and take a butcher knife and chop its arms off. That's how you get a mother to drown her five children in an assembly line. She was on, well, that lady was on four different ones. And as they get more and more whacked out, it's a perfect product. They tell you, oh, the answer is more. Now, remember, WOII Television did an investigation last year, or now it's 2 years ago, and found that we already knew this, but they found it, so we can say they reported it, that in Texas, more than two-thirds of foster children are on an average, but two-thirds are on the drugs, but an average is on seven. And they found some were on as many as 18 drugs. And after they get you on 5, 10, depends on the person, then you start having seizures, then the seizure money comes in, and then you get to get even bigger money, the social services, on hospitalization. Oh, they actually hospitalize you with the drugs, and then you, a lot of them die. But there's just massive money in that. They also get insurance policies on the children they murder. Oh, big cash there. And the big private facilities really cash in. So we'll continue to discuss this when we get back, and exactly why you have psychotic breaks.